Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor says she has serious questions about whether the death penalty is being administered fairly. Speaking to a group of lawyers in Minneapolis yesterday, Justice O'Connor also said that the system may well be allowing some innocent defendants to be executed. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
O'Connor's been a swing vote on several death penalty cases. She's also been a supporter of the death penalty. Why is she saying this now?
Well, you know, she said in her speech that when she came to the court 20 years ago this month, there were only 856 people on death row nationwide. Today, there are 3,711. Also, the year that she came to the court, there was only one person executed. Last year, there were 85. So the death penalty is a lot realer in its actual fact today than it was when she came to the court. In addition to that, she'd been a trial court judge, among other things, in Arizona, and she was a very good judge. Now these cases pour into the court by the hundreds every year, and the justices see a lot of cases where there are very serious things going wrong in a case. Sometimes not enough even to overturn a conviction, but where there's terrible legal counsel. She noted in her speech that six people were released from death row last year, exonerated of the charges. 90 inmates have been exonerated and set free since 1973. There have been a lot of serious efforts at journalism documenting inadequate defense, lawyers who sleep during a trial, lawyers who drunk during a trial, lawyers who are totally inadequate, have no experience with death penalty cases, which are quite complicated. So I suspect that's why now.
Why she? What is she trying to accomplish with this speech?
Well, you know, she said in her speech that the growing availability of DNA testing may alleviate some concerns. But she noted that most states with capital punishment have not passed laws addressing post-conviction testing. Now, this looks to me like a shot across the bow to both federal and state legislatures. She also said in the speech that there are no standards in most places for lawyers who are defense lawyers. And there are proposed pieces of legislation both in Congress and in the states for creating those standards, for providing money for DNA testing. And I suspect she seems to be saying in this speech, in essence, either you do it or we, the courts, will have to.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.